Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
COVID news around here, pretty good in the city. Chicago's positivity rate down to 3.5%, more than 100 ICU beds available in the city. Different story in southern Illinois, though, where intensive care hospital wards have filled to capacity, and in 20 counties in the southern tip of our state, the positivity rate 10.3%. They're not getting vaccinated down there. What's the matter with those people? Dr. Eileen Marty is on the World Health Organization Advisory Group on Mass Gatherings. And Dr. Marty, the hesitancy some have to get the vaccine and all of the misinformation has to drive you crazy. How do you hold up?
Oh, it's just incredible how much misinformation is out there. And, you know, just this morning when I woke up, I'm like, I have to put together some kind of a documentary so people understand how vaccines work and so that they can ease their fears and recognize the incredible value of these vaccines that we have. Because clearly, they don't get it.
Right.
The people who haven't been vaccinated, I mean, of course.
Exactly. And then there's so much confusion. There's been a story circulating around from fairly reliable sources. Let me give you this headline that we read yesterday. Data shows COVID booster shots are not appropriate at this time, according to U.S. and international scientists. What do you make of that study?
I reviewed that article last night, as a matter of fact. My colleagues and I are writing a rebuttal to it because the way it's framed is incredibly misleading. There is tremendous data that third shot is going to increase protection in those who get it. And there is no data that shows a safety signal, in other words, a problem from getting that third dose any different from getting the second or the first. So the authors there are, I think, myopic in their view. They are so worried about making sure that there's vaccine available to underprivileged countries, and they're right about that, okay, that they are not taking into consideration the reality that we need as high an efficacy rate as possible in every population to decrease transmission. And decreasing transmission is also important. They're focused in their article all about severe disease. If the only thing you're worried about is severe disease, and that is the most important thing to worry about, I do agree with them, then maybe we can hold off on the boosters. But if you're worried about transmission rate, and I am, then you have to strongly consider the use of a booster as soon as possible. And why do I care about transmission? I care about transmission because that keeps the virus out there and available and shifting and potentially forming new and worse variants, which is what we don't need. So what's the solution then to not having vaccine for the underprivileged? It's a matter of political and economic will. We can make more vaccine. We can also internationally, if we have the political will, alter the patents of those. Now there's over 302. Did you know there's 302 different COVID vaccines that have been developed worldwide? It's astronomical. So we can alter their patents so that they reduce their prices and make more. And we can put legislation into place to get that vaccine to the underprivileged. Because it is true that right now in low-income countries, less than 2% have received even one dose of vaccine. So that's where their concern really lies. It's not in whether or not we can get a boost in efficacy. We can with that third dose. And that's why Israel, Germany, France, and now the UK and Singapore are already either have started giving that third shot or are well underway to getting that third shot given to their people. So I think the data is perfectly clear that the third shot is a good idea for each community, and I think that that article is incredibly myopic and self-deceiving.
Well, I hope your rebuttal gets as much play as their story did. When are we going to be able to get the booster? Who is going to be able to get the booster first?
Well, first we have to make sure that we get our entire system on board with this. The FDA does have to approve through an EUA in order to give that vaccine legally and appropriately to the rest of us who want that third shot, right? And that just takes a little bit of time of reviewing all the data appropriately. And the data is solid. You know, I'm not really worried about that. That's the reason that all these other nations are already doing it, that it's definitely going to increase infection. And those of us who are in the front line, those people who wrote the article, Bob, are mainly people who sit back, academics, and they're not facing these COVID patients, and they're not seeing those instances of reinfection and what that looks like to individuals, those breakthrough infections. So once all that has been debated and gone through, I think you're going to be seeing it pass. I know the Biden administration was aiming for the end of this month, the 20th of September. That really does depend on the agenda of the FDA and whether they make the decision by that time or not. So it's sort of a wait and see.
I can't wait to get the booster because I'll tell you, I know we heard some numbers like your chances of getting the virus if you've been vaccinated, something like 1 in 5,000. But we were with three other couples on vacation recently, and of the six, four ended up getting COVID. And that's not exactly 1 in 5,000. So you really still have to be very careful out there, don't you?
Yes, you do. That's why wearing a mask is still a good idea under particular settings, even if you're vaccinated. And that's why I've many times said that when the CDC a few months ago had said the vaccinated could drop their mask, I really thought it was premature and that, you know, they basically jumped the gun. And they did, because we hadn't gotten to a level of vaccine, a percent vaccination rate that would halt spread of the disease. And we're still not there. We still haven't gotten upwards of 80% of us vaccinated. And we need that. And ideally, we would have 90% of us vaccinated.
Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University, thanks for spreading the right words, Dr. Marty. Talk to you again next week.
Pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.